Unit 3. Adventures. A. Exercise 1, page 20.
Unusual adventures around the world. As a young child, I always wanted to try anything new and exciting, and I haven't changed much over the years. I still love trying new things, and I especially love traveling. Here are a few of my most interesting stories. A. Lionfish hunting. One of the first places I traveled to by myself was Belize in Central America. As a fully trained diver who loves the ocean, I jumped at the chance to go lionfish hunting there. The locals hunt these fish because there are too many of them and they cause problems for Belize's coral reefs. They also make a delicious meal. I admit, I was a little anxious beforehand. I'd never seen a lionfish. The name made them sound quite ferocious. However, they were actually rather small. I felt relieved. I'd been imagining a fish as big as a lion. In the end, I had an amazing time swimming in the warm, crystal clear waters. I even managed to catch a few lionfish. B. Diving in Lake Kandy. One of the most interesting places I've ever been to is Lake Kandy in Kazakhstan. It's over 2,000 meters above sea level, and the water is a beautiful blue-green color. In the center, there are dozens of leafless trees. It's a strange place, but you can't appreciate how strange it is from the shore. I got the surprise of a lifetime when I dived into the lake and saw that, underwater, the trees had actually kept their leaves. Apparently, an earthquake had happened over 100 years before, flooding the land. The low temperature of the water means that the trees have stayed in almost perfect condition below the surface. Incredible. C. Canyoning. The first time I visited Asia was on a trip to Japan, and what a trip it was. Forest Canyon in Namitoko Valley is one of the country's leading canyoning spots. People come from all over to try it. I'd never heard of it before I went there. It's a sport which involves jumping into a fast-flowing mountain stream and floating downstream on your back at high speed. Namitoko Valley is home to Yukiwa Waterfall, a 40-meter natural water slide with deep pools perfect for jumping into. Instructors carefully explain how to enjoy canyoning, so even a beginner like me could give it a go without any worries. I also tried waterfall abseiling too. It was a thrilling adventure. D. Virunga hiking. A couple of years ago, I went on an extraordinary hike through the Congo in Africa. It wasn't easy. Our first challenge was climbing Mount Nyiragongo, an active volcano. Some of us experienced headaches and dizziness from climbing so high, and all of us felt absolutely exhausted, but it was worth it for the incredible sight at the top, an enormous lava lake. We spent the night in cabins next to the lake before descending the volcano the next day. Our guides also took us gorilla tracking through Virunga National Park. We had been walking for hours before we saw a group of them relaxing in the jungle. We couldn't get too close, but it was breathtaking to watch them.